You can tell. I mean, I'm kind of a complainer, you know. I'm also lazy. I'm too lazy to be a farmer. You know? I know that. Like, I mean, you say what you want about the farmers. They work. Like, they work. Just look at what they make their kids do. You ever heard a farm kid talk about his chores? When I was a kid, if I said I did my chores, that meant I rolled the garbage cans down the driveway on Tuesday, and my brother did it on Thursday. And if I didn't do my chores, I got grounded. If a farm kid doesn't do his chores, the bank forecloses on the family's farm. The stakes are high over there, man. So yeah, man, I'm lazy. You know, here's how lazy I am. I was at the airport the other day, and my shoe was untied, and I was like, I'm not feeling it. And I passed a shoe shine guy, and he goes, shine him up. I was like, how much to tie him? It was $3 per pair. I mean, only one was untied, but I was like, hey, as long as I'm paying you the three, like, untie that one and retie it. We had a deal. And this is how lazy I am. I was on Facebook, and my friend Dort posted, I ran a half marathon. And I posted, congrats. She ran 13 miles, and I was too lazy to write, "Ulations." We're all lazy, though. We're all lazy. Just walk around your house. Alexa, turn on the lights. Alexa, turn off the lights. Alexa, turn on the stove. You know, it took me 3 weeks to realize, in order for that to work, you have to have Alexa. Like, but the laziness is not all my fault. Like, I got some problems. I got some physical limitations. I got plantar fasciitis. That's not funny. Like, that's not funny. It's a serious disease, okay? It's not funny. It hurts, okay? My foot hurts, and I've been dealing with it for a while. So I go to the doctor, and they tell me, you want to just roll your foot over a rolling pin. That's their advice. Roll your foot over a rolling pin. So I tried it for a while, went back. I was like, it doesn't work. They're like, yeah, definitely more rolling pin. So I did it. By the way, you don't want to eat homemade cookies at my house. So I'm just rolling my foot over a rolling pin all the time. And I finally, like after 9 months, I went back, I'm like, it's not working. They go, triple up the roll. I'm like, I want an MRI. And they're like, you have to be really, really angry to get those things with the way the insurance works. So I go, I want an MRI now or I'm burning this office down. Okay, sir, that's what we were looking for. You can have the MRI, no problem. And by the way, like, the MRI, I don't know if you've had one, but whoever invented that machine, that is a sick person. Here's how I think the meeting went. They're like, all right, we got this new machine. Now, the people that are going to be using it, they're going to be injured, so they'll be nervous. They're also going to be claustrophobic because we are shoving them in a tube. So the way we should put them at ease is to make this thing sound like they're being riddled with machine gun fire. You're in there. It's quiet, and then you hear. How you doing in there? I think I'm hit. Then they have the gall to say, "Don't move." While they're shooting at me, you want me to go ahead and stand still for you? It's a real calming noise, isn't it? Their second choice was.